This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucian.
It's ladies' night.
All right, you squares. It's time you spoke.
Look at L. Duncan, my God.
He's talking the cross.
She can say anything. I'm watching. It don't matter.
Before I get out of here, for the ladies, what did Cinderella say when she got to the ball? Huh? What? She said,
yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
What?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Ladies' night.
Hey, now tomorrow this story, don't talk with your mouth full. Hey.
That's weed.
They're all half buzzed out.
How many more minutes I got?
Yeah. How many more minutes do I have up in here? This is LA Live for Thursday, May 29th, 2025. It is a Thursday edition. Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, ladies. It's Shine Time on you. Splash. All that good stuff. I love your energy, ladies. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season for that. Listen to Eric's live spot to tell you all about Greystone Roofing. Don't fall for the hustlers out here, right?
Amen, bro. That's
all right. Ladies.
Let's keep it real, and I'm not trying to be gross or anything, and forgive me if it sounds like it, but the hoe outlasts the pole any day.
But you know what happens? We take our partner for granted because we let life take over.
She wasn't even listening. Lady didn't even react to it. That's, man, just wild stuff right here. One of the baddest snipers in the game. Matter of fact, hold on.
Was that a hole will outlast a pole?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
A hole can become a ditch, though, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I thought it was a hoe.
No, a hole.
A hole.
Will outlast a pole.
All right.
Is what, is what Tony Brax's mom just said.
Right on.
That's Tony Brax's mom. One of the baddest NBA snipers strikes again. When I say baddest NBA snipers in the game, who am I talking about here, fellas?
Gilbert Arenas. Steph Curry.
Good one. I like you. I like what you're doing.
I got hot takes. Matt Barnes.
One of the baddest NBA snipers in the game.
Reggie Miller.
I love you. Great guesses. I get you with this headline right here. Ex-pro hooper Jeff Kobe says he's thinking about getting married to Larsa Pippen.
Oh, no. Of Jeffrey Jordan fame?
Jeff Kobe. I was like, who is this guy? I've never heard of this cat, man. The 31-year-old Jeff Kobe said he's thinking about getting married to the 50-year-old Larsa Pimpin year or early next year. Play on, player. I just wanted to let y'all know, play on, player with Miss Larsa. Out there.
It's another young buck, 31 years old. She's something, you know.
She must have the golden bag.
I'm telling you, she got something going on here.
I mean, but
experience.
You know it's not going to end well. I mean, it was Scotty, it was Future, it was Jordan's son.
Yeah. Scotty, Future, Marcus Jordan, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
She was with her son's teammate, Malik Beasley, but she now blames that on COVID for being with him. She had COVID brain. Excuse me. I had COVID brain.
Sorry about that.
So erase that whole situation right there. It never happened. Yeah, man. Who is this Jeff Kobe guy? And what is he thinking? Does he think, you know what? I'm a little bit smarter than Future. She loves me more than she loved pimping.
Yeah.
Maybe I got this better than Marcus Jordan had it.
Sure.
That's that hubris right there, fellas.
Yeah, that's the ego talking.
That's that ego talking
right
there. Once
again, he's not helping. He's not helping at all. When she showed up in Portland in like 2000 when Pippen got traded from Houston to the Blazers, you would never see a group of thirstier media members on press row when she walked in. Because this is Portland, you know? And it's homely central, and this was like an exotic queen, you know?
Yeah,
like
she's a baddie, bro.
She's got like a, you know, and she was like 28
She was young and popping.
Yeah, maybe 25.
The doctor wasn't all over her body at the time. Yeah. Now you're looking at something that the doctor created, and I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
You look creative.
She was naturally very pow-ish, you know? Pow.
Pow.
Yeah. Yeah, like Eddie Murphy's old wife we seen at the boxing joint with Woolchuck. Oh. I was standing right next to Woolchuck. He wasn't paying attention to nothing.
Yeah. Well, it was because Scherzer just got traded.
Yeah, you were talking about that the whole time.
He was still kicking himself for not knowing who Fred Taylor was.
Walked right by Roy McIlroy. I was like, that's Roy. You talking to me about some trade the Rangers did.
Well, then, Manny Pacquiao I remember seeing, but there was probably about 10 others. You're like, dude, what the hell?
Crazy stuff. Yeah, these girls are smart, man. These girls are smart. Play your part. Speaking of snipers, on a ladies' night, Travis Hunter got married to his longtime girlfriend over the weekend. The 22-year-old married his high school sweetheart in front of the family, his teammates, and even Shador Sanders was out there. Travis gifted his new wife a $700,000 Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Wow. That was the super duper one.
Yeah.
$700,000
G Wagon, bruh. What a man, hey, get it how you live. Get it how you live. I ain't hating, but they allegedly have no prenup.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
No prenup. Now, if Travis Hunter was your son or a little brother or whatever, what would you advise him about the prenup situation going into where he's going to? In his life, he's 22 years old.
I would say get something in there.
You got to.
In there because the judge is going to make it so advantageous to her that I guarantee you're going to feel like, how is this so unfair? So I'd go to her and say, it's not that I don't trust you. It's that I don't trust the judge and the laws that have been put down. So I'm going to make us a ton of money. I'm willing to split everything we got. If it ends, we're going to split everything we got 50-50.
Because you've been down with me since high school, allegedly.
Yeah, and I like that. You know, like, I didn't know that about Travis Hunter's girlfriend. I think that gives him a bet. I mean, he knows who she is. He knows her downside.
He's a smart dude. Yeah, he really is, but he's got to cover himself.
You got to protect yourself at all times.
I guess as his dad right now, I'd keep my fingers crossed that it ends before the second contract with no kids. I'd say take your time on the kids because the second contract could be like, what, $200 million for a receiver or corner?
Totally.
You know, so maybe, have the split with her before you sign that next.
Okay, here he goes.
The boy got his nose open, you hear me? It's hard to talk to them boys when they got their nose open like that.
For sure.
They feel like they know it all, especially, you know, the world's coming at you and everything's good so far. I've been there. I married my high school sweetheart, too.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful story.
It's a great story. And I'll tell you what, marriage is, you know, it's tough, son.
It is. It's work.
It's a battle, brother.
Absolutely. It is.
It's work.
And you understand that as a man of some experience. But as a younger man, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. You mean how many people told me, hey, man, slow down, bro. You don't know what you're doing right now. You don't know her like I know her, though.
Yeah.
I look at them people now. I can't even tell you what's going on, bro. Hey, speaking of her, do you remember her internet red flags that had the internet upset? The little red flags?
It seemed like she was a little bossy, maybe.
Yeah, she was kind of talking down on him a little bit.
She got mad about the cheerleader thing, right?
Yeah, she gets very jealous.
Yeah, let's see. Travis wasn't her type. She said that at one point.
Right.
Internet got mad. She allegedly had an OnlyFans in 2020. Still have yet to see any proof of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I did see the proof of she was in a music video with lingerie on, shaking that fish basket. Oh, remember that?
Yeah. I didn't know that. That was pretty damning.
Yeah.
I would never
Buddy was gripping that double cheeseburger, too. He was gripping it.
Yeah, that's
wild.
He was gripping that thing, bro. I seen it.
Wow.
You were acting. I get it, you know.
You really got into character on that one.
Yeah, I don't know her like I know her.
Who's channeling?
She admitted that Travis used to sit in the car. Hold up.
Oh.
He was listening to this, too. Hey. He was smitten.
Hey.
Oh, my love is for you.
What was she doing while he was in the car?
She was partying for 2 or 3 hours, Dawson.
No way.
What I will do.
Just sitting there chilling.
I don't like to party, honey. You go party.
You go in there. I'll pick you up on the way. I just sit right here, in fact. Listen to some guy. Think about you. I'll send you a text every once in a while. Send me a photo while you're in there. Yeah. Wow. Damn, what?
I mean, there's so many TikTok videos that I get to where the girls are like, don't let your girls go out for ladies' night. You don't know what goes down out here.
Yeah, that's why you got to send it with like a cousin or one of your female friends. My cousin, Shawnee, she is my double date when I'm not there.
There you go.
You go with the girl. She tells you everything that's happening.
Like I used to go.
She held you down. She held you down. They was shooting their shot.
I was wondering why Cassandra used to always send her brothers with me to baby dolls. I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Ruben, do you want to go? No, I think Ruben wants to go, honey. Yeah. Ruben.
Nah. They sitting there looking right at you with their black shirts on tucked in.
Yeah.
You enjoying yourself?
It seems like to me that Florida divorce law has changed quite a bit here.
Oh.
So we're in the state of Florida
with this
guy? He
might be in a good place.
Yeah, Florida divorce now will look quite different due to passage of Senate Bill 1416 with the passage of SB 1416. Certain forms of alimony are eliminated and therefore altering alimony awards have changed.
He don't know anything about that. Don't nobody. So can't tell him a damn thing.
So if they get divorced in the state of Florida, which he will probably play the majority of his career.
We don't want to say those kids are going to get divorced, but we just, you know, protect yourself.
I'm just trying to figure out why he didn't have a prenup.
Yeah, maybe he's 23 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe
have you seen Instagram? Go look at the Instagram, bro.
Oh, just, I know. I told you.
That's why.
I understand.
Did you see him dancing at the wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's why he.
We got some changes in this divorce.
Don't get turned out on your first one, dog. Don't get turned out on your first baddie, bro.
That might be what it is.
Got turned out on his first baddie, what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
And then she starts doing stuff that you don't like, but you've been with her for a while, and you're like in love. You met her at 17, and now you're 22, and now she wants to go out to the clubs with her friends. You're like, but we've been together for 5 years. We've been talking about her whole life. At that moment, guys, you got to turn her loose, you know? Yeah, that would be my advice.
Turn her loose.
You got to turn her loose.
She comes back to you as meant to be.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
she goes to the club. He'll go get on his bass boat and go fish. That's what he'll do.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
She was upset after one of the games. She had her lip stuck out while he took picks.
Yeah,
that was his last game versus OSU. He went off too. That's awful, man. Because if I showed up somewhere, let's imagine Abby's boyfriend. Abby is on fire out there, and you got her a little. She'd have met some dude.
Yep.
And she had a great game, and you just see him in the corner of your eye, and his lip is stuck out, and he's giving it like a little funky attitude.
No.
You would think, what's wrong with that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I will cut you off out of my will if you see that guy again.
Damn.
That's how that goes.
Y'all don't be playing.
Yeah. That guy's going to be dead.
All right. How much time we got? Let me get out of here real quick with something fun. Pacers versus Knicks tonight, game 5 in the Garden. We'll see if the Knicks can force a game 6. Knicks fans are pretty, they're taking it well, though.
Nice.
I seen it after 4.
Yeah,
I was calling it.
Year.
Yeah, they're taking it well. I seen them after game 4. They're all becoming like Yankees fans again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's baseball season, baby.
Yeah. Do your best Carl Anthony Towns impersonation, guys. Go!
Oh, my God.
It's crazy because after all that, they took him off.
Yeah, that's him.
It's crazy because after all that.
He's zesty.
Can I get your best Carl Anthony impression?
Oh, my God.
Zestiest Carl Anthony impression.
After all that, the SEC?
Carl Anthony impression.
Oh, my God. Foul.
Carl Anthony impression.
After all that.
After all that.
SEC. Those are Knicks fans, too.
Those are Knicks fans, man.
They know their player.
Too bad it might be the last night for the Knicks this season because they just got a fire new song. New York Knicks anthem.
Oh, they
remix. Yeah, it's crazy. Busta Rhymes, Swiss Beats, my guy Pat Poos, Joey Badass, who's been having a hell of a run. Joey Badass is on there. It's sad that this song is being dropped when you're down 3-1, bro, because it's fire.
I'm from my New York Knicks. Gotta rep the city with my New York Knicks. Yeah, I'm from my New York Knicks. Holla if you with me in my New York Knicks. Yeah, I'm from my New York Knicks. Let me hear your voice from my New York Knicks. Pull up making noise for my New York Knicks. Seek and destroy with my New York Knicks. Yeah, this for my New York Knicks.
To make the shot, you gotta snap your wrist. Pat, who's Pat? Who's who nice like this? I tatted the five boroughs across my fist.
Yeah, this for my New York Knicks. Hey, yo, Pat, who your favorite player in the clique?
Brunson, he handled a rock like Chris. Your city is realer than New York. You wish.
Man, this one's going 7.
That's fine.
Shamil Mackey, yeah, let's go.
That woke him back up, you think?
Oh, yeah. All Brunson's right. Going to drop 50 tonight.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. I'll be watching for sure. We got the tequila on ice chilled in the fridge right now. Got that Palmos in the refrigerator. I'm going to mix those two and sit back and watch the game. Pop my toes. You know what I'm saying?
Lucius, do you ever like
pop them toes? You feeling good?
Yeah.
I see people pair wines with food. Do you pair tequila with food?
No.
Is it just wings and tequila?
Yeah, or fajitas.
Okay.
Yeah, fajitas with tequila.
You pair it with your cigars.
Now that I do.
The cigar's a dessert. That's a dessert.
Yeah.
Can you pop your big toe again and again and again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely try to.
Yeah.
All the other ones are one shot. You got to wait about half
right,
hour.
Right. The other one just keeps clicking.
I know. It's awesome.
Shout out to the ladies.
It's on a ladies' night.
So all of my ladies.
Ladies. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. It's a Friday, right?
Yes, sir.
Look at God. Mm-hmm. Look at God. All right, I'll holla. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.